Did you know that RDI...
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hi, Garrett. Is that what you said?
Garrett, but close enough.
No, what was your name? Seriously.
Garrett with a G. G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
A-R-R-E-T-T. This is Sherry.
Hey,
I'm calling from Westerly Jewelry Company in Westerly, Rhode Island, and we usually talk to Sarah, but I'm sure that you will be able to help me. I have a client that is looking for a natural marquise. I would want a GIA cert, obviously, and he's looking around 175 carat to 2 carat, and I think we're probably going to need to be in an SI1 category and probably H in color, maybe HI depending, and I need to get some prices so I can...
Awesome.
Figure
yeah.
out.
I'm in step with you. What time or do you have an appointment for them to come in, or are you just looking at pricing right now?
Well, right now I'm looking at pricing.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is he would like to come in Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. His family shops here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And So he was just calling ahead to, you know, give us the information because, let's face it, Marquise, nobody has an inventory of.
Right.
And but it seems like, I mean, are you getting a call for these things out of the clear blue
they're
sky?
They're one of our most popular shapes. Now, he started with one and three quarter. Yeah, it's wild. I do have some prices to give you, and as a matter of fact,
We just
bought a number of 2 carats that aren't priced yet, but I have a few options that are out showing, and since it's Wednesday, that gives us a day to get something together and put in your hands. Now, I can actually start with a 152, though, to work my way up, just to give you a baseline. One and three quarters is one of the toughest categories in the carat.
Yeah, I bet.
So, and the difference between a 1 3/4 and a 2 carat, people look at the price, people look at the, you know, but the millimeters, if they don't know what a carat and a half looks like, it's a big diamond in a marquee. So
I know.
I'll give you a few prices here.
Thank you.
152.
Yes.
H is in Henry, SI2.
Yes.
Now,
SI2?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful SI2. High queen.
How about the proportions?
2 to 1. It's a 1.94 to 1 ratio, and that's kind of up to debate depending on what we like, but some people like long and skinny. Other people like a more of a football shape, so you let us know what they prefer. But it's excellent, excellent polish and symmetry, absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
The reason I start there is because it's $88.54 your cost.
Wow.
Now, if we go up, yeah, marquees, they haven't cut them in a long time, and with the gaining popularity, we see a marquee, we buy a marquee, but the market's crazy on them. Now, I have a diamond.
Now, did somebody very, wealthy get one, or some famous star got a marquee, and this is causing this landslide?
I believe. Miley Cyrus got one.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That would
just
make sense.
Just like Taylor Swift got the elongated cushion cut, old mine.
Right.
So now we get them. I never understood the rationale of, I like what Arnold Schwarzenegger wears on his wrist, so I'm going to buy that watch. You know what I mean? Like, I've never done that. I've never understood, like, do you as a lady getting proposed to, like, a shape? Well, I like what Miley likes. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, because
like
I want to be.
Right,
no.
But it's not
it's a wanna be.
Big. Right, 100%.
Yeah.
But if we move up from there, I do have a diamond.
All right, what was the millimeter on it, if you wouldn't mind, on the 152?
It's 11.44.
11.44, holy cow.
Yeah, 5.89. That's why I started there, because I have a lot of carat 50s in-house, and they're still very big. And you're looking anywhere in that.
How about the bow tie?
Minimal bow tie with the excellent polish and symmetry. And I like the way that the depth and ratio work out. It's minimal bow tie. All of them will have some bow tie. some more than
yeah.
others. But I'll be honest with you. When I see a big bow tie, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But I have a bunch of carat 50s that are in that 11, almost 12 by 6 ratio, or millimeters.
Yeah.
And it's a big diamond. A lot of people think, well, I just
need that's a lot of ring.
Yeah. Now, if we go up,
it is.
To like a carat 72 I have here, also 2 to 1 ratio, also excellent, excellent. It's an ESI2, so colorless.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
But it goes up to 12,341.
That's out of my, that's out of his league.
So that kind of helps, though, because, like, even
yeah.
the colorless doesn't really affect the price as much as the clarity and carat weight combination. So even if I drop that down to, like, HSI2, you're still going to be 10,000 to 10 to 12,000 in that carat three quarters.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine, if we go up to 2 carat, I'll give you one other price.
Yeah.
A 201 GSI2
yep. is 201 GSI2
is 16,000.
How much?
16. But if we're open-minded to color and clarity, like if you drop down to JK and that size, you find out that the size is really important. We have some very
yeah.
light options in that lower near colorless range that still face up gorgeous, but really help shave some money off of it. But nothing in that carat weight at the moment, but that doesn't mean that can't change. So when I gave you that 152 price, where are you feeling we need
yes.
to settle?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm taking a minimum markup, and he bantered out between 10 and 12,000. I still have to put a mounting on that.
So
and we all know how gold is.
Yeah, yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
So.
Right, and I'm and a minimum, you know, I mean, for the labor and everything else is, you know, I gotta make $2,500.
I 100% agree with you. Now, I have a couple others. In
yes.
It sounds like he's more of a carat 50, HIJ SI2 guy. If you're gonna make any sort of money, if he's gonna be out the door at 10, like a 150 JSI2, GIS.
And
my wife wears a J, and this is a white diamond, right?
Excellent, yep.
excellent faint. Your net cost is
yep.
62.63.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I want to get better than J.
So then 7.
Color.
7 is kind of the, I mean, SI1 will be right out because even a GSI1 is 9. So it'd be tough. It'll be tight. You could still manage. But
yeah, GSI1, and what? How much was it?
9,038. Now, that diamond's not in-house,
9,000
but I could try and replicate
38.
It. 38. You got it. And it's 2 to 1. It measures 11.6
by 5.6.
11.6 by
5.6. Okay.
It's not available. However,
yeah.
if you feel it's like that's where you want to be, there is one in-house with a bit. That's more money. That's out of range. This is coming back, too. There's one other one that's absolutely gorgeous, Sherry. And it's on its way back to us. It should have already been here. It's a 151 HSI1.
151 HSI1. Yep.
GIA. And it's
yep.
9438. That's in-house.
90.
Actually. It just came back.
38.
In-house. That's going to be
okay, and what's our bow tie?
Let me take a look at it. Minimal bow tie.
Yeah, I have to have the GIA, sir.
Well, 99, I mean, I actually know 100% of our marquees are GIA. There's
yep.
no sense in sending them back to the laboratory. But I've given you a lot of information. The 151 HSI1 is in-house for $9,438, and
yep.
the 152 HSI2 for $8,854 will
yep.
be back here.
That's today, in-house.
Today or tomorrow. It
yep.
should be. So those are, I think, my
yep.
strongest suggestions. Any going up in carat weight, unless you're willing to drop down in color and clarity, is going to be tough for a $10,000 to $12,000 budget.
All right. Now, Some people are more sensitive to color than others. It's, you know, and when you get into size, but you're right, that 1144 is a pretty good size stone.
It's a big diamond.
And
think about it, that's like a, it's like a 10 carat round, 11 millimeters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not 10, like 7 or 8. But it's a long diamond, and it's not a needle, so it's got some width and
pressure. Right.
To it. Like if you're looking at that like 2.3-to-1 ratio, now you're looking at like something super skinny. But that's the ideal length of width for us. Now,
all right.
People like a little bit
wider. Now, okay, just for, okay, if we got into something in a carat 80, and went down to J in color, could we stay in a price range?
In that 8 to 9?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't...
J and then SI2, but, you know, I still got to have the GIA cert, and...
I can work on maybe a JSI2. Are you at all opposed? We don't sell milky or hazy diamonds, so are you
no,
at all
yeah,
opposed?
No, yeah, and please, minimal fluorescence.
Oh,
yeah.
I was actually just going to ask, if it doesn't negatively impact the diamond, are you interested in a JSI2 that has medium or strong fluorescence?
Only
because
always,
that'll help you
see yeah,
more in that
yeah.
quality rather than that carat weight. Into
yeah.
that 8 to
yeah.
9. It'll help, and it might even help that J face up a little bit wider.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right about that. Sometimes the blue
sometimes.
Compensates
so
for it.
That's why we're your eyes, you know? So
yeah.
If I find a really killer item in that carat 80, that heavier carat weight to kind of sate that request, would you be
yeah.
interested?
Yeah, I mean, I'll always consider.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they, you know, it's just like buying a house or talking to your plumber or your electrician that, you know, yes, ultimately he's the one that's going to give you the advice. And, you know, you got to kind of see what the fixture is going to look like.
100%. I agree.
I, you know, I tend to stay away from strong fluorescence because...
We'll split the difference. If we go up to medium, again, I'm speaking
yeah.
largely fictitious. Like, I'm...
Yep.
I'm gonna have an answer for you today.
Yep.
Myself or Sarah
yep.
will call you back, but
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sound good?
What I'm going to do is I need to go over it with Kevin.
Okay.
I'm the GG here, but he is the jeweler and owner. And so I wanna, you know, discuss with him what we just did here because I think that 151 at 94.38. The 152. That's
option.
An HSI2, and that's 88.54. Depending on where those inclusions go, we're probably going to be in that. I mean, I know I still have to put a mounting in this too. So we know the two is out of the ballpark, and the measurement on that 152 is, you know, that's really,
very
that's
ideal.
A good-sized stone.
It's, yeah, it's, and again, that's on its way back, so you can quote it like you got it. The 151
yep.
HSI1 for 94, I'm putting in your name so we don't lose it.
Okay, and what was the measurement on that, if you wouldn't mind, Garrett, if you have it?
I've got it here. It's 11.7, even bigger.
Wow.
By
yep.
6.12. It's a little bit shallower
oh.
than the HSI.
Yep.
So
right, so the bow tie is going to have a little more significance. Okay.
But we're looking at, yeah, and it's
got
not
it.
Terrible. It's not terrible. And that kind
no,
of
no,
it
no.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's done... reading. I really am not familiar with that. I tried to do a little investigation on the phone, but sometimes they give it up, sometimes they don't. I mean, he could have looked at AI, for all I know, and I don't know. But, okay, yes, let me talk to Kevin, and what I would like to do is give the gentleman a call and let him know. Garrett, what's your extension?
My extension is 117. Sarah will be in noon, but prior to that, if you get, like, an answer in the first 5 minutes or whatever, call back extension 117, and I'll help you out.
Okay. All right, Garrett, that sounds great. I will be back with you because I have made a tentative appointment with him for Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Perfect. All right. We will have awesome. All right?
All right. Honey, thanks so much. Always
a
pleasure.
Yeah. Have a rocking day.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah. Talk back. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.